The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Mudcats get set for game four of this six-game set. Carolina has dominated each of the first three ball games, and Lynchburg struggling to get anything going offensively or from the mound. It's been one of those series, but they will turn to their ace, Parker Messick, who takes to the mound for the Hillcats tonight. He will go up against the 15th-ranked prospect in the Brewers system, Logan Henderson. Henderson making only his fourth appearance of the season. They've been limiting his innings to this point, but there's a chance he could go four or more tonight as his numbers have been pretty solid, and we'll meet him amongst other things as the game progresses. But for now, we'll step aside. We're still moments away from first pitch. Here in Lynchburg, the managers have still yet to have their meeting. The umpires have not arrived onto the field yet, despite both teams being ready to go. So we'll step aside and wait for them to come on out. Wait after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Almost time for baseball in the Hill City as Lynchburg Hillcats and Carolina Mudcats ready for game four of this six-game series. Lynchburg comes in on the day 22-26, 6.5 games out of first place in the first half. Carolina 27-18, riding quite the win streak as they have knocked off Lynchburg for three straight days. A 5-game winning streak for the Mudcats as they lead the Carolina League North only by a half game. So things could shift. But for the Hillcats, some not-so-great news. Fredericksburg has tied them at 6.5 games back. They're 21-25. They've played two less games, but that means they have two games in hand. So they have the statistical advantage at that point. Lynchburg, 22-26, has had less rain delays and rain outs. Fredericksburg, though, a minus 40 run differential. But at the end of the day, the run differential does not matter. All that matters are the wins and losses. And so Fredericksburg started out ice cold, but they have turned up the heat, as last night they had a mammoth home run, and a couple walk-offs this week for the Nationals have brought them right back into the thick of things, as Lynchburg is on the verge of falling into last place without a tie. But all that is still yet to be figured out here tonight. The Hillcats have Parker Messick on the mound, and he has been one of their most reliable arms, if not their most reliable arm, as the Hillcats have struggled to get anything from their pitching staff, especially early in games in this series. The back end of the bullpen has been solid. They're looking for a good start and hopefully five or six innings of quality baseball from Parker Messick. We'll send it down to Andre Vile and Steve Stillwell for tonight's defense and the national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 29, Brett Kavanaugh! In center field, number 4, Wilfredo Antunez! In left field, number 13, Lexus Dewey. At first base, number 45, Zach Fascia. At second base, number 5, Jose Pastrano. At shortstop, number 12, Angel Hanau. At third base, number 10, Jose Devers. Your catcher tonight is number 48, Robert Lopez. The designator is number 8, Tyrese Turner. And your starting pitcher is number 15, Parker Messick.
All right, fans, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
For baseball in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you as Parker Messick and the Lynchburg Hillcats look to try to get a game back in the series after it has been incredibly difficult and frustrating, both offensively, defensively, and on the mound. Nothing has been clicking for Lynchburg this week. However, the left-handed Messick looks to try and fix that. He's 2-1 with a 2.75 ERA. In his last outing, he went 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned, 2 walks and 7 strikeouts on the year. 42 strikeouts and 10 walks. And just over, right at 36 innings to be exact, as the lefty, the number 19th prospect, according to MLB Pipeline and the Guardians organization, looks to get the Hillcats back on track. He'll face a lineup that looks a little bit like this for the Mudcats. Leading off, the center fielder, Luis Lara. Batting second, the right fielder, Kalen Nicasia. Hitting third, the first baseman, Luke Adams. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the left fielder, Jay Savina. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Yadier Arenamo. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Gregory Barrios. Hitting seventh, the shortstop, Jeremy Vargas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Blaber Diaz. And rounding out the starting nine, the second baseman, Alexander Perez. Those will be the nine in order for the Mudcats as the Hillcats try and get back in this series. Carolina has already secured themselves a split. Despite what happens the rest of this series, so they set themselves up well for success. Lynchburg, though, would love to make them earn any future victory. Luis Lara to lead things off as Messick has it fouled back for strike one, and we are underway at 6:31 in Lynchburg, Virginia. Beautiful night, 83 degrees, and not a cloud in sight. Can't ask for a better day at the beginning of June. Popped up right side, Kavanaugh ranging over. He'll stop well before the line as that falls into the bullpen for strike two. Lara has had a pretty good series. Yesterday, he reached base 3 times, and he was robbed of a base hit in the 9th inning by Guy Lipscomb. That one ran upstairs. Tried to get him to chase a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. Sailed it again, 2-2. Lara on the year, batting .278 with a home run and 7 RBIs, an OPS of .723. The 2-2. Lined over towards second, Pastrano plays it on a hop onto first. And leadoff batter of the ballgame is retired on a 4-3 putout. Kalen Nicasio will get his cuts in against Messick. Nicasia has been in that two-hole this whole series. Yesterday, a double, a single, and a walk, and he scored each time he reached base. He takes a big cut for strike one. Nicasia, his average has boosted to .260 with a home run and 6 RBIs. As the 0-1. Up and in, 1-1. Nobody aboard, one away, top of the first inning, the 1-1. Pulled out his back foot, chasing a breaking ball for strike two. Not the swing we've seen from Nicasia this series. He calls time and takes a long walk around the batter's box as the 1-2 pitch on its way. Fisted foul, and that'll find the berm. Lefty back into the motion, the 1-2. Ground ball over toward third. Laid on two hops by Devers, a long throw to first, and a good stab by Fassi at the bag at first for out number two. Two up, two down here in the first inning as Luke Adams will get an opportunity with two away. It didn't prevent him from hitting a solo shot the other night in the first inning. And tonight, back in that three hole where he hit a three-run home run yesterday in the fifth inning. Batting average up to 205 with six home runs. He takes a called strike 0-1. He's been a very dangerous hitter in this series. Well in tight, 1-1. Adams came in batting below 200. Decently well below 200, actually. The 1-1 is golfed into center field on Tunez. Back pedals and settles underneath it, puts two hands in the air and secures it. And the first inning comes to a close. A 1-2-3 first for Parker Messick as we head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we are scoreless heading to the bottom half of the first inning. Lynchburg and Carolina in game four of this six-game series. On the mound for the Mudcats, the right-hander Logan Henderson, 6'1", 197 from Houston, Texas. Spending his second year in Carolina, he didn't play much here last year, but making his fourth appearance this season. He's got a 2.25 ERA, 8 innings, 6 hits. 2 earned runs, a home run, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts. He's holding hitters to an average of 207. He's ranked 15th in the Brewer system by Baseball America and 24th by MLB Pipeline. As the first pitch misses out wide for ball one to Tyrese Turner to open up the Hillcats half of the first. The 0-1, bumped it in there at 92, 1-1. Tyrese Turner leading things off. He's the designated hitter tonight. The 1-1, ground ball right back to Henderson as he will overhand flip it to first for out number one. Turner, Hanau, Antunez, Kavanaugh, Lopez, and Devers, Sadui, Fassia, and Pastrano. The 9 in order for the Hillcats. Angel Hanau will dig in after getting the call up earlier in the last series as pitch clock violation has been called. He was a little late getting into the box. So it's 0-1. He swings at the first pitch he sees, drives it into center field. Lara ranging back, reaching up in front of the wall as he bumps into it for out number two. And now just got that a bit off the end of the bat, but it carried with how humid it is today. As Wilfredo Antunez will take his cuts. Avina in left, Lara in center, Nicasio in right. Arenamo at third, Vargas at short, Perez at second, Adams at first with Diaz behind the plate. Those are the 8 for the Mudcats behind Logan Henderson. As Antunez takes down low for ball one. That one also a bit low, ball two. Antunez batting .284, 12 RBIs, no home runs, but an OPS of just over 800. 2-0 pitch is below the knees, 3-0. The Cats trying to get a two-out base runner. 3-0. On the inside corner, 3-1. Nobody aboard, two away, scoreless ball game, bottom of the first. Antunez took a big hack at a breaking ball, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch from Henderson. Slaps it foul right into the Hillcats dugout that might have gotten a piece of Coyado, who was sitting on the top step. He'll try again. Henderson winds, kicks, and fires. Antunez got jammed, popped it up first base side, heading towards out of play, and it'll find the seats. Right-hander shakes off a sign. Now he fires. Hung it up there. Antunez drives it right at Lara in center field, and the inning is over. Each team with a 1-2-3 first as we head to the second, scoreless in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It'll be Jay Savina, Yadier Arenamo, and Gregory Barrios due up for the Mudcats in the second inning as Parker Metzig went 1-2-3 in the first frame. Lynchburg struggling in this series and offensively in the last two. It has not been pretty. The pitching staff last week was pretty solid. This week, Carolina has turned on their bats, which, if you talk to people around the Mudcats, was just a matter of time. As they have shown a patience at the plate and a willingness to wait for their pitch. It has resulted in some blowout baseball games in this series. Messick delivers it a bit high to Avina as we're underway in the second inning. Infield pulled over toward third with Avina at the dish. He fouls it back to the screen. 1-1. Avina batting .174 with four home runs and 13 RBIs. In left field tonight. Fouled that one back as well for strike two. Avina had last night off. As the 1-2 chased it down in the dirt. Good job by Lopez to smother it. Off-line throw to first. But I guess it doesn't matter as never hit the dirt, says the home plate umpire. As Messick picks up his first strikeout, it was a bit confusing. As Arenamo loops it toward right. Fascia, right on the line, makes the grab for out number two. took the first pitch he saw and popped it up. That drop third strike, though, was a bit confusing. From my angle, I thought it hit the dirt because I saw some dirt kick up right at the dish. But the home plate umpire said that Lopez was able to smother it in his glove before it hit any sort of dirt. Gregory Barrios with two away. Takes one a bit outside for ball one. Messick working quickly, not wasting any time. Fouls it back to the screen, 1-1. Barrios, the designated hitter, as that misses in tight, 2-1. He's hitting .224 with 12 RBIs. Still looking for his first home run of the year. .21 is fouled into the screen, 2-2. We saw yesterday Carolina took a very aggressive approach at the plate, swinging very early in counts, trying to attack Zach Jacobs. The 2-2 from Messick popped up. First base side, Fascia calls everyone off, backpedals into fair territory, and ends the inning. A 1-2-3 second, Messick skips off the mound as he heads back to the dugout. Scoreless as we head to the second inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org. Or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hirschka.
Bottom of the second inning in a beautiful Lynchburg, Virginia, where you can't ask for a better start to summer. First Friday night in June, 80 some degrees. My car earlier read 90. It's beach and baseball weather from here on out. Brent Kavanaugh to get things started for Lynchburg here in the bottom half of the frame. This is a bit wide from Henderson for ball one. Kavanaugh batting .243. As that finds the zone, 1-1. Kavanaugh from Charlotte, North Carolina. Spent some time on the injured list earlier this year. The 1-1. Fouled back. Strike two. He was hit right on the hand. And he stayed in the game. But x-rays afterward revealed a fracture that he had to recover. 1-2. Ground ball up the middle into center field it goes as Kavanaugh picks up the Hillcats' first hit of the night. Robert Lopez. Lopez, the catcher. He's done an excellent job in this series. His average up to .200. 7 RBIs. He had 2 doubles as that one runs inside. Two doubles last night, including one of them being an RBI double. Actually, both of them being RBI doubles. The 1-0. Well upstairs, 2-0. Kavanaugh over at the bag at first. From Henderson. Kavanaugh breaks. It swung on and missed. It floated in there, but a strong throw down. Almost had Kavanaugh, but he slides in safely as Lynchburg has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. For Kavanaugh, that's his first stolen base of the season. One of the few Hillcats, besides catchers and Angel Hanau, to have not had a stolen base. He picks it up here in the second inning. Lopez chops it towards first. Adams underhands it and will take it to the bag himself for out number one. But in the process, Kavanaugh moves 90 feet closer down to third base. So the good news is the Hillcats have put the ball in play on a variety of occasions early in the ballgame. Now they're looking to score the game's first run. The infield pulled in with one away, and Jose Devers at the dish. His batting average down to 205. Two home runs, 24 RBIs. Swung at a hanging curveball and fouled off behind him for strike one. Runner at third is Kavanaugh. The 0-1 from Henderson. Well upstairs. 1-1. He's only allowed two earned runs on the season. Never allowed more than one earned run in a ball game. The 1-1. Tried to wrap it around the corner, but just missed. 2-1. Wind blowing slightly out toward left center. The 2-1. Ran it up high, ball three, and this could be an unintentional, intentional walk with Lexer Sadui on deck and a chance to put the double play back as an opportunity as the Hillcats have hit into quite a few of them in this series. The 3-1 to Devers. Tried to go outside again, but didn't get the call, and Devers draws a walk as the Hillcats have runners at the corners with one away. Devers, though, not an easy guy to double up. I'd be shocked if they didn't try to send him. He's got 19 stolen bases on the season. Second on the active team, third overall on the year. He's been caught stealing three times, though, as Sadui takes up high for ball one. Kavanaugh at third, Devers at first. Henderson trying to work himself out of a jam with one away, and Lexer Sadui at the dish. Throw over toward the bag, and Devers back with a dive. Carolina thinking exactly what I was, that Devers may be off sooner rather than later to try to eliminate any possibility of a double play. The 1-0, he runs. It's a fastball, the throw down. They cut it off in front of the bag. The throw is well awry as Kavanaugh comes home and the double steal. The air allows Devers to go to third. They played it perfectly up until Vargas released the baseball to come back home. And Hillcats have a 1-0 lead. Now the infield will come back in as a 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. Only their second lead of the series. Finds the zone to Sadui, 2-1. Devers, 90 feet away. Carolina will try to cut the runoff at home. The 2-1. Sadui chased a high fastball at 93. 2-2. The right-hander kicks, fires, and blows it past Sadui for out number two. First strikeout of the night for Henderson. He gets a handful of those a game. He had six in his last start, seven in his appearance before that when he only went three innings. Zach Fassia with two away will try to bring that runner home from third and give Lynchburg just a little bit of cushion early on in this ballgame. He chases a fastball for strike one. Fassie over at first base tonight. So that catches the corner. First strike two. Fassie has not played first base much. The 0-2. Jammed him with a fastball and he tipped it into the glove and the inning comes to a close. However, Lynchburg in aggressive fashion does the double steal. Carolina did their best to prevent it, but a throwing error on Vargas allows the Hillcats to take a 1-0 advantage as we head to the third. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
We've reached the third inning, and the Hillcats have a 1-0 lead as Parker Messick has pitched well. And the throwing error by the guy who's coming to the plate, allowing Lynchburg to creep out in front. See if they can hold on to this lead for longer than an inning, which they haven't been able to do at all this series. Jeremy Vargas takes a called strike, 0-1. Vargas came in as a first base replacement yesterday. To the 0-1. Ran it in tight. 1-1. He's batting 250 with 12 RBIs. Left-hander into the motion. Fouls it back to the screen, does Vargas, for strike two. Nobody aboard, nobody out. The 1-2 to Vargas. Tried to get him to chase a fastball upstairs at 92, and it's 2-2. No wind to speak of as of now, and the blue sky is up above. Gorgeous night. 3-2 as that runs in tight. And we'll remind you that tomorrow night, a fireworks show at the ballpark. Get your tickets for another gorgeous evening at Bank of the James Stadium, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. The payoff from Messick. Fouled away, and Vargas stays alive. Left-hander with the pulled-up socks. Up to just under his knees. The 3-2. Down and in, ball four, and Vargas draws a leadoff walk. Just the first base runner allowed by Parker. Here in the third, as Blayberg Diaz will dig in. Messick is a different pitcher at home than he is on the road. On the year, He's 1-1 with an ERA above 5 at Bank of the James Stadium. As the first pitch to Diaz is popped up first base side. Facia backpedaling, ranging over toward the wall, reaches out, can't make the grab as he was trying to find that bullpen and avoid a collision with it. It's going to be a tough play regardless as he had his back toward home plate. He was looking over his shoulder. Mesick has given up 8 earned runs in just over 14 innings at Bank of the James Stadium. He has picked up 14 strikeouts and 3 walks coming into today. Line drive into right field. That'll get down for a base knock as the first two runners reach here in the third. On the flip side, on the road, he has been dominant in his 5 outings. He's 1-0 with a 1.25 ERA. 28 strikeouts, 7 walks in just under 22 innings. Not sure what causes that split, but it has been a noticeable difference as Alexander Perez getting his first cuts of the series takes a ball. Messick pauses at the belt. 1-0. Foul tipped into the glove. 1-1. And part of it may be because he's from a much warmer area than Lynchburg, Virginia. I was joking with him yesterday as he said it's too hot. And I asked him if he was a fan of the cold. He said, no, I just haven't been this far away from warm weather for so long. Tried to paint the inside corner, didn't get the call. Now that it's warming up, maybe that'll allow him to pitch better at home. A lot of his starts on the road have come farther south. You think of Charleston and Myrtle Beach. Healthy cut. Foul tipped into the glove of Lopez for strike 2. So we'll see how Messick progresses here at Bank of the James Stadium as we have warmer weather. Off to a good start tonight, despite being in an uncomfortable situation here with 2 aboard and nobody out. The 2-2. Went back with the fastball and Perez fouls it back. Infield in double play depth, but pulled a little bit towards third is Pastrano. He's hovering behind the bag at second to not let Vargas get too far. The 2-2 from Messick as a pitch clock violation has been called on Messick, and the count goes full. Tried to get it off quickly. Home plate umpire caught it. The payoff. Line drive just foul down the first baseline. As that would have spelled trouble for Lynchburg. And that landed fair. Fancy it was pulled well away from the bag at first. Left-handed Messick sets out the belt. The 3-2. Blew it by him at 92, and there's one away. A big first out recorded as Perez goes down swinging. At the top of the order, coming to the plate, and Luis Lara, but he is not an easy out. Especially in the past couple of ball games. 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. Top of the third inning. Carolina threatening with 2 aboard, 1 away. Double play opportunity if they can force a ground ball, but Lara is quick. Line drive, leaping attempt by Hanau. It gets past him. The runners will only be able to advance 90 feet as they got a late break on the line drive. It'll be bases loaded, 1 away on the broken bat line drive from Luis Lara. 2 hits in the inning have loaded up the bases along with the leadoff walk. And Kalen Nicasio will take his cuts. Nicasio grounded out to short in his first trip. That one is in there at 93 for a called strike. Right at the top of his velocity. The 0-1. Good breaking ball. Had Nicasio well off balance for strike two. Nicasio looked fooled as his legs got tangled up on the swing. The 0-2. Inside, went right back to it, but didn't get it to chase as it bounced in front of home plate. For ball one. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, one away. He'd love another ground ball if possible. The 1-2. There it is. Backhanded play by Hanau, but can't glove it as Carolina will tie the game and everybody moves 90 feet forward. Three straight hits in the inning as Messick facing some pressure here in the third. This is where you wish you could have capitalized on the runner at third situation and given yourself some cushion, because all of a sudden Carolina has timed things up an inning after you took the lead. Luke Adams at the plate, and he's been dangerous. He takes a called strike 0-1. He flew out to center field in his first trip, but he's got two home runs on the series and an OPS above 800 with 26 RBIs. The 0-1. Curveball, right field. Thacia with his back to home plate will watch it as it lands in the grass. Out of play. Carolina threatening here in the third. 1-1 our score. Messick, the lefty, with the 0-2. Got him to chase a curveball or a slider, one of the two. That ran in tight, and Adams was jammed and couldn't touch it. Big second out as Jay Savina will dig in. Bases loaded, two away. Tie ball game. Finds the zone with another slider for strike one. The 0-1 is grounded right at the Hillcats dugout for strike two. Messick does work fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. As the two-strike pitch on its way. Slow chopper, but foul. As Avina stays alive. He struck out in his first trip, down in the count 0-2. Messick may look to try to expand the zone. The lefty kicks and fires. Another nice breaking ball, and Avina took a big hack and never made contact as Messick leaves the bases stranded, but Carolina ties the ball game. 1-1 our score as we head to the bottom half of the third inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
All knotted up at one as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Jose Pastrana will lead things off for the Hillcats as they try to win their first game of the series. It's been tough sledding all week, but they were able to limit the damage in the top of the third when Carolina loaded up the bases with one away, only giving up the one run. Parker Messick worked his way out of the jam. As Pastrano lifts one into right field, Nicasia will put on his jets and track it down for out number one. Put good wood on it, but just not enough as Pastrano is retired with a first out. Now we'll see how Henderson adjusts to the second time through the order. Tyrese Turner, 0 for 1. He grounded right back to the mound in his first trip at the plate. Right-handed Henderson pulls the string on Turner, who is sitting on a fastball for strike one. The 0-1 misses a bit wide, and he went off speed again, trying to get him fooled. 1-1. Turner still working his way back from injury. Typically, they put the guy at DH the day before they're ready to give a full game a chance. Turner pulls it foul. First strike two. He started two games of this series, but then in the seventh inning or eighth inning, he was pulled for either a defensive substitution or a pinch hitter. The 1-2. A little bit wide, 2-2. Tonight as a designated hitter, which means his next game, he should be able to go the full nine. The 2-2 hung it up there, and Turner fought it foul. Henderson as it fought off foul again, and Turner stays alive. We'll see how the Hillcats handle Turner's playing time, as quite a few infielders on the roster. The 2-2 went right back to that outside corner with a fastball, but the umpire still not budging. Corey Gerber behind the plate, Brandon Schmidt in the field. Full count on Tyrese Turner. Payoff pitch. Upstairs, and Turner, a dangerous base runner, is aboard with one out. And Angel Hanau at the dish. He took one to deep center field, but Lara tracked it down in his last trip to the plate. We'll see if they send Turner early in the at-bat to try and get a runner into scoring position. They were sending him. The ball squirted away. Otherwise, they would have had him. He took a jump towards second. He was running on first motion. And because Henderson bounced it in front of the bag, Adams just could not scoop it and place the tag. Turner holds this time as Hanau takes it upstairs for ball one. Runner breaks. The 1-0 is upstairs. It's a fastball. The throw down squirts away, but Turner didn't see it and didn't get far enough for him to take third, and he comes up and he's and a little bit of pain. His hand or his wrist is what he's grabbing at. As Jordan Smith and Frank Sammons will make the walk out to check on him. I'm not sure, maybe he got stepped on when he got to the bag or in the process of hopping up. Just pushed up a little awkwardly. But as soon as he realized that he was safe, he kind of crumpled over for a second. He gets the all clear. As he'll remain in the ballgame. It's 2-0 on Angel Hanau. Shout out to Frank Sammons, though, friend of the broadcast. Haven't seen much of him in recent weeks, but a couple times this series. The 2-0 from Henderson has now fouled it away. And now, part of that crowded middle infield. The whole Guardians organization is crowded at that middle infield spot. Turner dancing off second to 2-1, and Hanau swung through it, 2-2. And he's the only guy that we've seen wear matching colored cleats for these green jerseys. As the 2-2 from Henderson. And now caught up to a fastball and spoiled it. Looks like they've got that lime green base with the navy blue coloring and stripe. 2-2. Tried to go to that corner, but home plate umpire not budging his zone. Count goes full with one away. Alfredo Antunez patiently waiting his turn on deck. Payoff pitch. And now chase one in the dirt. As the runners look back to second, they throw down to first to retire Hanau for out number two. Chased a curveball at 79. As Alfredo Antunez, he lined out to center. Had a good swing. It was just right at Lara. Turner at second. Took a big secondary lead and no call on the corner strike. So it's a ball. Just a little bit low and away. It's been a tight strike zone all series. Antunez getting the start in center. Lipscomb with the night off. That misses again. 2-0. One aboard, two away. The 2-0 to Antunez. Henderson with a long check. He fires behind the runner as he slides in safely underneath the tag. That was a good pickoff move. It's a dangerous play when you throw back behind the runner, especially in a league like this. We've seen it quite a few times where the throw just gets away. The runner moves 90 feet closer. The 2-0. Antunez swinging for the fences, 2-1. Very off-balance swing. Two balls, one strike. Lifted into center field again. Laura on his horse makes the grab to end the inning as Antunez lines out to center and his second straight trip to the plate. The inning comes to a close. We remain tied at one as we head to the fourth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
All tied at one here in Lynchburg. Elsewhere across the Carolina League, a couple games just getting started as well. In the top of the second, Salem with a 1-0 lead over Myrtle Beach. Also in the top of the second, Fayetteville and Kannapolis scoreless. Fayetteville at the dish in that one. Delmarva and Fredericksburg scoreless in the top of the second. Columbia and Down East scoreless in the top of the second. But also in the top of the second, Augusta already with a 3-0 advantage over the River Dogs. As Augusta right in the thick of things in the South Division. Right up there with the Fireflies and Myrtle Beach. Each within two games of first place. First pitch to Yadier Arenamo is outside for ball one. Messick entering his fourth inning of work. As it popped up right field. Kavanaugh ranging toward the line and makes the grab as he heads into foul territory for out number one. Gregory Barrios, 0-for-1 as well. He popped out to first in his first trip to the plate. Nobody aboard, one away. Messick kicks and fires a big curveball that just missed for ball one. High pop up. Shallow center, Pastrano backpedaling will get called off by Antunez, who had a late break on it. Two away. Antunez initially broke back toward the wall and then realized it wasn't hit as hard as he had expected. It sounded a little bit better off the bat than it did end up being, as Jeremy Vargas will get a chance with two away. He walked and scored in the third. That's down low to open up the at-bat. Antunez, as we mentioned, in center field. Guy Lipscomb, the everyday center fielder, getting the night off. A little bit outside. 2-0. Messick, the left-handed starter. Pumps a fastball that catches the zone. 2-1. No Cats in their green unis tonight. Carolina in their reds. Not sure where it missed, but it did. 3-1. Vargas showing patience against Messick. Ground ball over toward third. Devers backpedaling, stabs at it. Long throw, a nice stretch by Fascia. And the inning is complete. 1-1 our score as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be right back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
One-one our score as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you. As Cavanaugh, Lopez, and Devers will try to break this 1-1 tie. Hillcats, losers of three straight. A lot of teams will tense up and not have much energy, but it's been refreshing to see the Hillcats kind of take a different approach as Prez Cavanaugh will lead things off in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson into the motion. Bumps it in there for a called strike. Earlier today, it's Tyler Dogdine at the ballpark. Earlier today, they took down some hot dog costumes, the 0-1. And it's a bit outside, 1-1. And the intention was just to have Guy Lipscomb wear it around for a video that they would then post on social media. As the 1-1 on its way from the right-hander. Finding a zone for strike two. But what ended up happening is Jordan Smith caught wind of it and asked, well, why are we just bringing one down? Two-strike pitch to Cavanaugh. Popped up third base side, hooking. Out of play. And they didn't have a good answer for it. And he said, bring them all down. So the staff brought all the hot dog costumes down toward the clubhouse. As the two-strike pitch on its way from Henderson, Cavanaugh chops it toward third and just to the left of the bag. It's a foul ball. And so Jordan gave the one to Guy for the video and then told the rest of the team they were going to have a competition. And I'm not privy to what the competition was. However, the losers of said competition had to wear the hot dog costumes for the entirety of batting practice. 1-2. Cavanaugh fouls it back and out of play. So when I got to the ballpark today, all I saw were hot dogs roaming the outfield. As the two-strike pitch from Henderson yet again, Cavanaugh continues to fight. And for those of you who haven't witnessed BP recently, it's mainly pitchers that are in the outfield almost entirely. And so whatever the competition was, the pitchers must have been at an extreme disadvantage. The 1-2, Cavanaugh lifts it into left center. Avina ranging over, calling off Lara and making the grab, one away. As Robert Lopez will get his chance. But you could tell the Hillcats were having fun with it, minus one or two guys that were stuck in the hot dog costume standing out in the blazing heat. We mentioned it was 90 degrees earlier. But the guys had fun with it, and it shows that despite the losing streak, they're finding ways to stay loose. Lopez lifts it into right field. Nicasia settling underneath it. It was a high skyer, two away. Jose Devers, he walked back in his first plate appearance in the second inning. Last year, we were only able to convince one of the guys to wear a hot dog costume, and that was Juan Zapata, who was promoted to Columbus today. Most likely for a spot start would be my assumption, as that misses up high for ball one. Jumped all the way from Lake County. The 1-0. Anthony's 1-1. He wore the hot dog costume into the clubhouse, and everybody just looked at him confused. Devers pops it up, first base side. Adams ranging toward the dugout, and right before the fence goes basket style in fair territory. And acts like he just made the catch of his life, high-fiving his catcher and heading into the dugout. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Top half of the fifth. 1-1 our score here in the Hill City. Parker Messick will be back on the mound when we return on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Parker Messick back on the mound for his fifth inning of work, and this is important for the Hillcats as their starting pitching has not been able to go deep into ball games in this series. Roughly around the third or fourth inning, they get roughed up and have to be removed from the ball game, some of them even earlier. So the fact that Messick is giving them some depth is a good sign. Clayburg Diaz takes a call at strike, 0-1. Diaz singled in the third inning and was left stranded at third as he skies it to left. Sadui backpedals, now charges in for out number one. Alexander Perez with an opportunity. He struck out in the third inning. The back end of the bullpen for the Hillcats has been pretty dominant in this series. Most of Carolina's damage has come in the early innings. First pitch missing a bit low for ball one. So if the Hillcats can get a lead going into that back end of the bullpen, you feel a little bit more confident about whether or not they can walk away with a victory. Big sweeping curve, and Perez was well behind it. 1-1. However, they have to get a lead at this point in the ball game in order to accomplish that. Hold the string again for strike two. They only have one hit in the ball game, and you're not going to win a game. Most games, that is. A normal game with just one hit. Two strike pitch from Messick. Perez chased it as he strikes out for the second time. Lara will step in with two away. Conversation being had between Hillcats dugout and the home plate umpire. Not sure what was being said. As the first pitch is down low for ball one. There's been some tension between Hillcats dugout and this umpiring crew. And for most crews, that's been the case whenever they come to Lynchburg. Lined into center on Tunez. Grabs it above his shoulder and a 1-2-3 fifth for Parker Messick. We'll step aside, tied at one, heading to the bottom of the fifth when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
The book has been closed on Logan Henderson as he sets a career long for innings pitched. He goes four innings. Only the one hit, one run. Two walks, three strikeouts. As Tyler Wehrle will take over for Carolina. Wehrle making his 10th appearance. He's 3-2 with a 3.66 ERA. In 32 innings, he's struck out 37 and walked 10. Lexer Sadoui, the first batter to face him, takes outside for ball one. Sadoui struck out in his first trip. That one misses as well, ball two. Wehrle, 6'3", 220, 23 years of age from Findlay, Ohio. It's in the zone 2-1. Wehrle was signed as an undrafted free agent last summer. Slider in the zone, 2-2. Right-hander has it fouled back by Sadoui. He put up a good at-bat in his first trip. This time he chases a breaking ball up in the zone and is set down for out number one. And Zach Fassio will dig in. He's 0 for 1. He struck out on three pitches in his first trip to the plate and the second. Nobody aboard, one away, 1-1 our score, bottom of the fifth. The right-hander kicks and fires as it's up high for ball one. Fassio making his second professional appearance at first. As he was behind that breaking ball. His only other pro appearance at the corner came against Myrtle Beach. Slider in the zone for strike two. He played pretty well. Committed one error in eight innings. But for his first time in professional baseball over at first, left feeling pretty good. The 1-2 upstairs, 2-2. Good enough for him to get a second opportunity here tonight. And before that, he had not appeared at first since college at Purdue. Well outside, full count. And he didn't play very much there either. So it was more of a, we need a guy. You've done it at least once or twice before, so we'll stick you over there and see what happens. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Missed in tight, and Fassia draws a walk. Good eye at the plate. Puts him on first for a one-out base runner. Jose Pastrano, the switch-hitting second baseman, lined out to right field in his first trip. Massey and not much of a threat to run. Pastrano squared around. They throw back behind the runner as he took a little bit of an extended lead. With the bunt attempt, he pulled back in time. It's 1-0, and Massey was back to the bag before the ball got there. So he's safe at first. The 1-0. Down below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Hillcats and Mudcats, game four of the Battle of the Cats, the first rendition of the 2023 campaign. The 2-0. Pastrano lifts this one into right center field, ranging over into the gap. Lara and Nicasia converge. It'll be Lara right on the warning track who makes the grab for the second out of the inning. That's the second time Pastrano has put a little bit of a jolt behind the baseball, but both times just not enough. As Tyrese Turner will take some cuts. Runner on first, two away. Turner, 0 for 1. He walked and stole second back in the third inning. He lines it into center field on the first pitch, but Lara, who's been busy tonight, makes the grab to end the fifth. The one-out walk, and Lynchburg doesn't do anything with it. We head to the sixth inning in the Hill City. Parker Messick out for another inning when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Our score. We've reached the sixth inning of baseball in the Hill City on a gorgeous June evening. You can't ask for a better night. Another beautiful sunset in store as the sun beginning to dip behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Still yellow skies, but they're slowly shifting toward a light shade of orange as Kaylin Nicasia will lead things off in the top of the sixth. Takes outside for ball one. We'll get to the game recap in a second, but if you have not been to Bank of the James Stadium, you are missing out on one of the best views in all of baseball. 1-1 as that finds the zone. In the professional ranks, you have views like Pittsburgh, which Lynchburg isn't able to match as check swinging didn't go around 2-1. But when it comes to minor league baseball, Salem will claim that they have the best view, but I would argue that ours is better. Ground ball toward third. Devers on a quick pick. He'll rifle it across the diamond for out number one. So if you haven't been here, you can only take my word for it. But you can make the decision for yourself and watch one of these beautiful Lynchburg, Virginia sunsets by getting your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Luke Adams will dig in with one away. As he jolts this into left center field, but not very deep. As Antunez settles underneath it for the second out of the inning. Quick game recap. Each team scored one as we're tied at one with two away in the top of the sixth. Prez Kavanaugh singled and scored in the bottom half of the second as a double steal worked to perfection. And then for Carolina, they matched it in the top of the third as a walk and three base hits later allow Jeremy Vargas to come around and score and tie things up. And since then, both Parker Messick, Logan Henderson, and Tyler Worley have pitched shutout baseball. Popped up to right field. Kavanaugh with a full sprint. Slides. Foul territory. Makes the grab. He overran it a little bit, and went into a full slide and contorted his body to make the grab. They called it in fair territory, so it was an important catch for the Hillcats right fielder. What a play by Prez Cavanaugh as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning in the Hill City. 1-1 our score when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Press Cavanaugh making the outstanding defensive play to end the top half of the sixth inning, keeping it a 1-1 ball game. As Jose Avina tried to find the line and he was robbed of a base hit. It'll be Angel Hanau to lead things off for the Hillcats. They're in the bottom half of the inning. Hanau 0-2. As the right-hander into the motion, as it grounded right back towards short, a quick trigger retires Hanau for out number one. Alfredo Antunez, he's lined out to center field in both of his trips to the plate tonight. Despite putting up some solid ABs, he's been left without any sort of positive number in the box score. Off speed, missed outside for ball one. Went there again, still no call, ball two. You know, I mentioned that Hanau might be the only one with the matching shoes or cleats to go with the jerseys. The 2-0, big cut, 2-1. He chased a fastball up in the zone. Yan Rivera, the first base coach and bench coach for the Hillcats. He is sporting some very bright green sneakers. Fouled into the screen. 2-2. They don't exactly match with the jersey green, but boy, do they stick out. 2-2 to Antunez as he gets jammed, floats it into right field, but hangs up long enough for Nicasio to charge in on it for the second out. Prez Cavanaugh, who just came off the sliding play in right field, right down the line, with two away here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Worley working quickly through this frame. Second inning of work. Cavanaugh spoils it on the first pitch for strike one. Cavanaugh, the lone hit holder for the Hillcats, as the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop ranging over as Vargas retires Cavanaugh, and the sixth inning comes and goes quietly. A 6-3 put out in a 1-1 ball game as we head to the seventh. Carolina and Lynchburg in game four of the Battle of the Cats 2023 edition. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Parker Matzik's day is done. He goes 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. Yuri Hervasio will take on the mound for Lynchburg as they turn to their bullpen for the first time tonight. Hervasio has not pitched much on the year, as he came back from injury just a little bit ago, as the first pitch is rifled well up and away for ball one. Hervasio only making his sixth appearance. The left-hander is 1-1. Just over 9 innings, is that as high as well, ball two. He sports a 1.93 ERA, 15 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 earned runs. He's 1-for-2 in save opportunities. Popped up on the infield, Vasia will call everybody off and make the grab in fair territory for out number one. Nobody called it off initially, and Hervasio was the first one to find it, as he ranged over initially before Fascia waved him off, as Gregory Barrios, 0-for-2 on the day. He pops it up right field. This one a bit easier for Kavanaugh as he secures it for the second out. Two up, two down for Yuri, who's in his third season in the Hill City. So if he can stay healthy and his numbers stay like this, he could be due for a call-up at some point, as Jeremy Vargas takes a called strike, 0-1. Yuri was a guy last year whose arm was reliable for Omir Santos and that crew, as that just misses. This year, if it wasn't for the injury, he probably would be doing the same right now. That finds the zone. Goes off speed. 1-2. As the left-hander into the motion. But with the changeup, it's popped out to center field. And Antunez secures it. 3 pop-outs as Carolina goes 1-2-3 through the seventh. We head to the bottom half of the inning. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Beautiful evening at the ballpark. Over 1,500 on hand for this ball game. As we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning, Tyler Wehrle remains on the mound. He'll face the bottom half of the order, Lopez, Devers, and Sadui. The three due up in this frame. Tied at one. This has been the cleanest game we've seen from the Hillcats all series long. I hope I didn't just jinx it. I'm knocking on every piece of wood I can find within a five-mile radius of my press box. First pitch to Lopez is upstairs for ball one. However, their bats have been silent. Only one hit on the evening. That hit came around to score. Lopez fouls it back for strike one. It's hard to score when you can't get base runners. They've had a couple of walks. Three of them to be exact. As the 1-1 to Lopez. Line drive past the second baseman into right field. And there's the second hit of the ball game for Lynchburg as Lopez, he's been a bit of a spark plug as of late. He turns towards the dugout and says, come on, guys. Let's keep it going. Leadoff batter aboard here in the seventh for Jose Devers. Lopez with two doubles yesterday and a single today. As his bat's starting to pick up a little bit. Devers 0 for 1. He walked in with strain to that third in the second inning. As they throw back, Lopez back with a dive. I don't expect him to run. Unless Wehrle grip locks it. He fires a breaking ball up high for ball one. 1-1 our score. Bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-0 to Devers. Well upstairs, right at his dome, 2-0. Runner on first is Lopez. The 2-0. Devers loses his bat as it slipped out of his hand on contact, 2-1. Devers batting 204, 24 RBIs. The 2-1. Took a healthy cut at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Came up empty. And it's 2-2. Devers only 19 years old. She just turned 20. The 2-2 check swing. They appealed towards second, and they say he went around. Devers, furious, almost threw his bat and turns toward the home plate umpire. He held it right where he stopped. And the infield umpire, Brandon Schmidt, rung him up for out number one. Lexer Sadui will get his cuts with one away. Golf's at one and lands well out of the stadium, but not in the direction he would have wanted it to. First strike one. You know, this is where you wish you had a three-man crew because an umpire down the line may have made a different call on the check swing. The 0-1, Sadui, they appeal. They say he did not go around. And Sadui immediately, when he check swung, took a look at the home plate umpire as if to say, please don't even appeal. The 1-1. A throw over. Wehrle comes set at the letters. As the 1-1 outside, ball two.
Sadui's lone home run on the season came at this ballpark. He hit it just over the wall right at the scoreboard. Boy, it would be nice to have another one. 2-1. Fouled back, and Sadui mad at himself because he knew he had one he could turn on if he wanted to. It's 2-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, runner at first. One away as Worley comes set. Pitch clock winding down. The 2-2. Well upstairs, full count. Worley looking for a double play to try and end the inning as the payoff pitch to Sadui. Slider caught the zone, and Sadui tried to fool the umpire, but he knew it. He heads back to the dugout. Route number two. His third strikeout of the night as Zach Fassia will now be tasked with trying to score that runner from first with two away. Fassia batting 216. Up and away for ball one. Fassia walked in his last trip to the plate. Struck out in his first. Bottom of the order has been silent. As that missed for ball two. No hits from either of the last three in the order. Actually, from either of the last four. But they have been on base twice, that group. 2-0. Runs high, ball three. Well, a walk would move the runner into scoring position for Jose Pastrano, who has made some solid contact tonight. As the 3-0. As a throw over toward first, but Lopez was about a half a step off the bag and turned around as if he was pulling a 180 and had his foot on the back. The 3-0 to Fassia. He had the green light swinging for the fences and fouled it back. Trying to catch Worley pumping one right down the pipe. The 3-1. Massey thought it was ball four as he was about to lay his bat down. He calls time as the count goes full. So Worley a strike away from getting out of the inning despite the leadoff single and keeping it a 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning. Payoff pitch from the right-hander. Runner breaks and it's outside. And Diaz did a good job to just kind of knock it down as it slipped out of the hand of Worley. So Lynchburg has a runner in scoring position. And a trip out by the pitching coach to try and settle down Tyler Worley. It'll be Jose Pastrano who has lined out to right and flied out to center, though both were solid contact. If he can either get a little bit more behind it or flatten out his swing a bit more, they both could have been dangerous base hits. Instead, he's 0 for 2 as the conversation dismisses at the mound. A crucial moment in the bottom of the seventh inning. Only the second time tonight that the Hillcats have had a runner in scoring position. To argue it's the third, but only the second inning where it's occurred. As Pastrano will try and give the Hillcats the lead with a base knock. Runners on first and second, two away. Tyler Worley comes set and delivers the first pitch. or a called strike going one. Bumped it in at 93. Lopez stands at second after his leadoff single. The 0-1. In at the dirt, bounces away from the catcher, but not far enough. He threw down to third, not realizing that the runner hadn't taken off. And he kind of sighs as if to say, well, why did I jump up out of my crouch and hustle to the ball if the runner wasn't even moving? Well, the answer is because he would have been a sitting duck had Lopez tried to take off. 1-1 to Pastrana. Yes, did a good job. Keep that in front or nearby, for that matter. The 1-1. Line drive into left center field. Lara ranging back, sprinting back, and once again, great contact from Pastrano. Falls just short of the wall. That's the third time tonight he's put a jolt behind a baseball, and each time it's been caught in a dangerous position. An unfortunate break as the Hillcats get two aboard, but can't put a run on the board as it remains 1-1 as we head to the eighth inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Eight, nine, and one due up for the Mudcats. As we've reached the eighth inning, Yuri Hervasio remains on the mound after a 1-2-3-7. Three straight pop flies in that inning. Leyburg Diaz 1-for-2. He singled in the third inning and then flew out to left in the fifth. It's winning time in the ballgame. As the first pitch misses wide from Hervasio for ball one. Hervasio kicks and fires right at the feet of Diaz, and he backpedaled for ball number two. Hillcats looking for their first win of the series. Carolina looking to guarantee themselves a win in the series as they've won the first three. 2-1 as Hervasio fires it in at 92. Diaz was taking all the way. The 2-1, 91, and he couldn't catch up. Hillcats scored in the second. Carolina scored in the third. That's where we sit. 1-1. Ground ball over towards short. Hanau scoops it. And a long throw, retired by Fassia, and there's one away in the eighth. Alexander Perez, 0-for-2 on the day. Perez struck out both times he's been at the dish as he takes inside for ball one. Hervasio tried to paint that inside corner. Hervasio, a left-hander, as we mentioned, returning from injury. Downstairs, ball two. He was out for quite some time. This is only his second home appearance of the year. The 2-0. Golfed left field, hooking toward the corner. but foul. Perez with a loud strike as he pounded one down the left field line. 2-1 now as Hermosillo fires that up and in to try and brush him back. 3 balls and 1 strike. Swung on, popped up again, left field. Sidhui ranging over toward the bullpen, and that'll land on top of the clubhouse. Perez going with that upward-style swing to try and get some air underneath it. If he squares it up, he might be able to hit it a long way, but he's been out in front both times. As he steps out and calls time, the payoff pitch incoming. The 3-2 from Hermosillo. Went fastball, was a bit low. And Carolina has a one-out base runner with the top of the order coming to the plate. Luis Lara, he's been dangerous this series, especially later in ball games. He's got a single in the third. He's 1-for-3. And he's got a runner aboard as he bats from the right-hand side. Orange skies out behind the Blue Ridge Mountains here in the eighth inning. 1-1 our score. Hermosillo fires it upstairs for ball one. Closing in on 20 pitches is the left-hander. A throw over toward first, kind of an awkward delivery. But Perez was back with a dive. Tie ball game. No Cats have not won a game in this series. The 1-0. Fouled back, 1-1. Lara has been busy in the field. As the center fielder, he's had to track down some well-hit balls in both gaps. He's done a good job defensively trying to come up clutch with a base hit here. Timeout is called, a late timeout, as the pitch clock wound all the way down, and Hermosillo called for a ball 2-1. Not what the Hillcats needed there. 2-1 from Hermosillo. Well outside, and Lara lays off. 3 balls and a strike. A good hitter's count for a good hitter. Hillcats desperately needing a win to get back on track after dropping the first 3 of this series and 4 in the last series. They've lost 7 of 9. The 3-1 pitch to Lara, and timeout has been called. And another pitch clock violation allows Lara to reach base on balls. 2 pitch clock violations hurt Hermosillo, as he may have been caught thinking a little bit too much about the runner, as Kalen Nicasia will dig in. He holds the only RBI of the game for Carolina. He singled in the third inning to score Jeremy Vargas. Yesterday, he had 2 base hits and scored 3 times, and he was on base. He stands in with runners on first and second and only 1 away here in the eighth. Tie ball game, a strike is thrown at 84. Hermosillo would love a ground ball to try and turn 2. Get out of this jam and keep it a tie ball game. The 0-1 to Nicasia. Tried to catch the corner at 93, no call, 1-1. That inside pitch has not been given by Corey Gerber tonight. Fazio pauses. The pitch clock winding down again. The 1-1. A little bit wide. Ball two. Now Fazio flirting with that pitch clock violation yet again. Down to 1 second before he lifted up his foot. He's got to start moving a bit quicker if he wants to avoid another automatic ball. The 2-1. Fouled back. Nicasia trying to catch up to a fastball, and it's 2-2. Two aboard, one away. 1-1 our score here in the eighth. Nervasio on in relief of Parker Messick. He came on for the seventh inning. The 2-2. Fastball, no call. Everybody drops their shoulders in disgust as the count runs full to Kayla Nicasia. That was a close pitch at 92. And Hervasio's got to hurry, and a pitch clock. It's one, and he fires, and it's fouled away. He almost didn't get that pitch off. He came set with 4 seconds and then quickly fired. That was dangerous. An automatic ball would walk another batter. The payoff to Nicasia yet again. Curveball outside. Ball four. And now the bases are loaded for Luke Adams. And this is not the guy you want to face with the bases loaded. He has been the Hillcat killer in this series. And he just splashed a cup of water in his face and wiped it away with a towel to get himself focused for this big at-bat. Bases loaded, one away. Top of the eighth inning, 1-1 our score. Hervasio trying to pull a rabbit out of his hat. First pitch swinging. Foul territory. Fazio gives it a look, and it's out of play. Three straight walks from Hervasio as he finds himself in a jam. The 0-1 pulled the string, and Adams went down to a knee for strike two. He has stayed down there for quite some time. He is very emotive on the diamond. No matter what he's doing, he adds a little extra flair or style or emotion. Two-strike pitch. Lined down the left field line, but just foul. Right-hander also waves his bat in front of his face like a windshield wiper before the pitch. Gearing up for whatever's to come. He's down to the count 0-2. Hervasio desperately needs an out. Bases loaded, one away. The two-strike pitch. Ground ball over towards second. Pastrano underhand flip to the shortstop. On to first and sails it. And Carolina will score two. What could have ended the inning, Hanau sails it. And Carolina takes a 3-1 lead here in the eighth. You flirt with fire, you're going to get burned. You walk the bases loaded, something's bound to happen. Got the ground ball he needed. Just didn't work out. A 4-6 fielder's choice and an error. As the first pitch to Jay Savina. This is for ball one. Unfortunate break for Lynchburg as they had played well. Still time to try and tie the ball game again, but they're down by two. That's upstairs for ball two. Carolina without a hit in the inning. And they've scored two runs. Hervasio blows it by Avina. Two balls and one strike. You could just feel the air come out of the building when that ball sailed wide of Fascia. Runner breaks the throw down. Adams could not be protected, and it squirts off the glove of Pastrano, and Adams will move on down to 30. Throws off his helmet for who knows what reason. And first to third on the throwing air by Robert Lopez. It would have had him if it was a strong throw. And Adams just kept running as it moved into center field. Two runs already in on the inning as Avina draws a walk. Yadier Arenado. He's 0 for 3. Runners at the corners, and Tony Arnold will go out and have a word with Yuri Hervacio now. As the inning has just slipped away from him. Three straight walks and then a fielder's choice that could have ended the inning if the throw had been online at first. And it's a 3-1 lead for Carolina, and the Hillcats are behind the eight ball yet again. They had done so well in the ball game. And then they just lost a bit of control, allowing two runs on the board thanks to three walks and two errors in the inning. And it's not over yet. Yadier Arenado will try and bring home that runner from third. Runners at the corners, two away. We'll see if they send Avina, the runner at third, and if the Hillcats even try a throw down after sending it into center field the last time. Hervacio sets and throws over toward first. Nothing doing. And the other bad news, Fredericksburg is up 3-0 on Delmarva in the top of the fifth. If they win, they will jump the Hillcats. That misses, ball one. I should say if the scores hold, they will jump the Hillcats. Hillcats still have six outs to play with. They have some work to do. 1-0, big cut, 1-1. Adams over at third. Avina at the bag at first, the 1-1. Pulled out his back foot on a fastball for strike two. And get out of it here. You can save face and try and scratch some runs across the next inning. But you don't want to let it slip too far out of hand. A big two-strike pitch upcoming for Hervacio. Here it is. Fouled away. And credit to Carolina, this whole series, whenever they get down to two strikes and the Hillcats are trying to find a put-away pitch, they just have fouled everything off and spoiled some really good pitches. So credit to Carolina. Hillcats have played very well. The 1-2, runner breaks for second. It's up and away. They fake a throw down. Adams not fooled. And it's 2-2. First base is open. 2-2 pitch from Hervacio. Foul tipped into the glove, and Hervacio ends the inning with a strikeout of Arenado. However, two runs score, and Carolina takes a 3-1 lead in the eighth. We head to the bottom half of the inning. Plenty of work to do for Lynchburg if they want to tie this game up or walk away victorious. We'll be back with the final inning and a half when we return to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
It'll remain Tyler Wehrle on the mound for Carolina as the top of the order will come to the plate here in the eighth. Tyrese Turner, Angel Hanau, and Wilfredo Antunez will try and get an inning going and scratch across a couple of runs to at least tie things up. It's a 3-1 lead for Carolina after they put two on the board in the top half of the eighth inning. Turner, 0-for-2. He walked in the third inning and then swiped second before being left stranded there. Wehrle fires it in there for a called strike, 0-1. Wehrle has pitched very well since coming in. A couple of walks and one base hit. The only blemishes. The 0-1 misses wide, evening the count. The 1-1 from the right-hander. Turner squared around for a second but pulled back as it went wide for ball two. Hillcats maybe applying a little bit of small ball in this inning. A 2-1 pitch. Turner swings away at a fastball, 2-2. So there goes that thought. Two-two pitch. Inside, and it caught a piece of Turner as it hit him right on the leg, and that's a much needed base runner with nobody out here in the eighth inning. Angel Hanau at the plate. We'll see if the Hillcats are aggressive on the base pass to try to eliminate a double play. Hanau has been retired in all three ways possible: a pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out, in that order. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Turner stole second back in the third inning after he walked. This time, though, a little beaten up after taking a one off the leg. A throw over, and he's back safely. A late reaction time. I think he was probably going to be running. As the Hillcats trying to get a runner in scoring position, down by two here in the eighth. The 0-1 runner breaks, and it's fouled back, a hit and run in motion, as Turner will have to go back toward first, but now with two strikes on Angel Hanau. He had a good fastball to try and put in play, but tipped it back into the net. Runner on first is Turner. The two-strike pitch from Tyler Wehrle. A throw back over, and he's back with a dive. Two disengagements used by Wehrle. That doesn't mean he can't throw over. We've seen it before. The Hillcats got caught thinking that they could just run freely. Turner with a big lead over at the bag. He breaks. The 0-2 fouled back and spoiled again by Hanau. That fastball a little farther up in the zone. One aboard, nobody out. The 0-2 pitch to Hanau upstairs. He lays off. Nobody ran. 1-2. The We'll see if they try the hit and run again. Turner with a lot of speed over at first. Now looking for his first hit of the night. The 0-2, the runner holds, and it's upstairs again, 2-2. So Worley trying to get Hanau to chase, but he wisely lays off two fastballs upstairs, that one at 94. 2-2 as the right-hander comes set. Runner breaks, and it's driven into center field. That'll get down. Turner around second. He'll cruise into third. Runners at the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Angel Hanau with a great swing lines it into center field. And the Hillcats have some threatening auroras here in the bottom of the eighth. Alfredo Antunez will be the batter with nobody out and runners at the corners. Hanau at first after the line drive single to center. Only the third hit of the night for the Hillcats, each team with three of them. However, Carolina has three runs. 3-1 in favor of the Mudcats. First pitch to Antunez, hung up in the zone, a little high, ball one. Throw over to see if Hanau would jump, and he's back with a dive. Lynchburg has shown some aggression on the base paths in this ball game. That's the 1-0 to Antunez. Now holds, and a big cut at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Turner, 90 feet away at third. They're not worried about that runner. They'll trade two outs for the run with the two-run lead. The 1-1, strike two. Antunez taking two massive cuts, and he's down in the count. This would be a huge first out for Worley if he can retire Antunez. That would put a double play in order to end the inning. And now over at first. The 1-2 from Worley. He holds. And it's upstairs. A good job by Antunez to lay off. 2-2. Antunez has been quiet in this series. His average down to 276. He had the night off yesterday. But he's had one hit in the series. The 2-2 lifted right at second base. He just didn't get good contact of it. And now there's one away. For Prez Kavanaugh. Antunez frustrated with himself as he takes off his helmet. One out, runners at the corners in a crucial eighth inning. Hillcats down by two, but have a chance to at least get one back with the runner 90 feet away. Prez Kavanaugh at the dish, Angel Hanau at first, Tyrese Turner at third. Kavanaugh takes a called strike, 0-1. Worley working with a lot of off-speed in this inning and then countering it with a high fastball. Runner breaks for second. It's a fastball driven to left field. Avina racing over toward the line. He reaches up in front of the wall, making the grab. Turner will score. The runner has to scamper back to first as Kavanaugh does his job and gets the Hillcats one run closer. On the sacrifice fly, he just missed hitting it off the wall as he was a bit behind it. So Turner scores, Hanau back at first, and Kavanaugh retired on the sacrifice putout. Robert Lopez at the dish. Hillcats down 3-2. Downstairs, ball one. A ball in a gap could do some damage if Lopez can find it. The 1-0, and now fakes it. Driven to center field. Ranging back is Lara. He looks up at the sky and secures it right at the fringe of the warning track. The Hillcats, though, get one run back as we head to the ninth. 3-2 our score in Lynchburg when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats vs. Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the ninth inning, a 3-2 ball game in favor of Carolina. Sammy Vasquez will take over for Yuri Hervacio. Hervacio goes two innings, no hits, two runs. One of them was earned, but here's the kicker. Four walks, one strikeout, and that will hurt any pitcher when you walk four batters in a span of two innings. And Carolina, to their credit, capitalized on the mistakes and a throwing error by Angel Hanau, a double play ball that could have ended the inning, prevented the Hillcats from getting out of the jam unscathed. It'll be the bottom of the order here in the ninth for the Mudcats. Gregory Barrios, Jeremy Vargas, and Blayberg Diaz. Barrios 0-for-3. He's flown out each of the three trips to the plate. Vasquez will be tasked with keeping it a one-run ball game after Lynchburg got a run back in the bottom of the eighth inning on a sacrifice fly from Press Kavanaugh. First pitch to Barrios is popped up out of play for strike one. No wind to speak of. It was blustery earlier out toward left center. Now it's completely died down. Blew it by him at 97 for strike two. And that's the hardest fastball that Barrios has seen all week. Looked like he was expecting something more, 92-93, as Vasquez was able to get it by him. The 0-2. 187 with a changeup out to right field. Kavanaugh can't make the play. Barrios into second. He'll round there and head into third, and no throw, a leadoff triple. As every time Lynchburg gets any sort of momentum, Carolina squashes it in one fell swing. Leadoff triple. As the infield will now be pulled in with Jeremy Vargas at the plate. And that was not how you start an inning when you're trying to get back into a ball game. That is a much needed insurance run for Carolina. Especially with the Hillcats bats struggling like they are. Downstairs to Vargas for ball one. A little confused by the pitch selection there. He was nowhere near catching up to a hard fastball. So they came back with a changeup. Maybe trying to keep him off balance, but that one gets blown by Vargas. But if you're that far in front of a swing, and he's nowhere near, odds are he's not going to be able to recalibrate in time for the next pitch. 1-1 to Vargas. 98 for strike two. Vasquez developed that changeup in the offseason, has used it sparingly as he typically sits fastball slider. But he brought out the changeup, and Barrios did damage. Runner at third, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch to Vargas. Fastball again, and he can't catch up. Foul tipped into the glove for out number one. A big first out here in the ninth. Leyberg Diaz, 1-for-3 on the day. He'll take his cuts. Diaz singled in the third inning, was left stranded at third in that frame. Infield remains pulled in. The only one away in that runner 90 feet away. An insurance run in a 3-2 ball game as Diaz fouls it back for strike one. I like the approach that time in that last at-bat where they just kept going at him with fastballs as he was behind. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Fouled away, strike two. Vasquez 0-for-3 with a 6.35 ERA. 17 innings, 12 runs, 17 walks, 22 strikeouts. Making his 14th appearance. Timeout is called by Diaz as Vasquez comes set. Trying to throw him off his pacing and rhythm a little bit. The 0-2. And fastball again. That one hitting 99. And Diaz just got a piece of it. Earlier in this series, Vasquez went two innings, one hit, no runs, a strikeout, and no walks. Trying to leave a runner stranded at third if he can. Only one away. The two-strike pitch to Diaz. Pitch clock was winding down. A bloop shot over toward right. Passia on the edge of the dirt will make the grab. Not nearly deep enough for the runner to break from third. As he dances off the bag at first. In case the Hillcats completely neglected him, but he stays there. That's a big second out. As Alexander Perez will try with two outs to bring that runner home. Infield pulled back. One out can end the inning. First pitch blew it by him at 98. His fastball has been pretty sharp so far. Two away. The 0-1. Fouled back. 99. Diaz underneath it. Actually, Perez, excuse me. Three to two our score. Top of the ninth inning. A 3-2 advantage for Carolina. They took the lead in the top of the eighth after it had been tied for most of the ball game. Two-strike pitch from Vasquez. A little low. He hit 100 miles an hour. Really rearing back. That's the hardest pitch we've seen him throw all season. At least at Bank of the James Stadium. I think he hit 101 in Fredericksburg on opening weekend. That's the first triple digits we've seen from him here. The 1-2 to Diaz. 99. He's really... really pumping that right arm. See if he has one more in him. Runner at third. Barrios after the leadoff triple. The 1-2 pitch from Vasquez. The pitch clock winding down. He fires. Ground ball over towards short. And Hanau bobbles it onto first. Just gets him. Vasquez leaves the runner stranded at the altar. We head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. 3-2 our score as we head to the final three outs for the Hillcats. We'll be right back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport.
With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Tyler Wehrle has been lifted after four innings, two hits, one run, two walks, three strikeouts. It'll be Nick Merkel in the ninth inning, a 3-2 ball game in favor of Carolina. Merkel making his 12th appearance. He's yet to record a decision. A 2.79 ERA in just over 19 innings. He's given up six runs, three walks, 31 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 205. He'll have the benefit of facing the bottom of the order as Jose Devers will lead things off here in the ninth. Devers, the lone holder of a walk-off base hit for Lynchburg. That came last series against Salem. He takes a called strike at 92 to open up the at-bat, 0-1. He lines it foul for strike two as he was behind a fastball. Merkel working quickly as something must have crossed up Diaz at the plate. As he heads out to talk to his right-hander, or maybe he just wants to communicate something about getting Devers out. Where to go or what to throw. The right-hander comes set for the two-strike pitch to Devers. Up and away, 1-2. Merkel, 6'7", 255, 24 years of age from Spokane, Washington. 1-2. Hold the string. That's tough to pick up. 81. Good breaking ball. Retires Devers for the first out of the night. Lester Sadui with one away. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Hillcats down by one. A 3-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. He squares. And it's inside for ball one. Pulled back just in time. Inside, ball two. The Cats need a base runner. One to tie, two to win. The 2-0. He squares around again, and a slider runs inside for ball three. We'll see if they give him the green light on a 3-0 pitch. He squares around again, and it's ball four. So a one-out walk gives the Hillcats a runner aboard for Zach Fassia. Sadui does have some speed over at first if they wanted to send him. He's got 11 stolen bases on the year. He's 11 for 11. He holds as the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. As of now, Jose Pastrano waits on deck. They do have a couple guys they could go to. Juan Benjamin, the infielder, they wanted to replace him that way, or Guy Lipscomb as well. The 0-1, Fassia fouls it back for strike two. So Dewey takes his lead off of first. Merkel comes set for the two-strike pitch to Fassia. Fassia chased one in the dirt. Two away. So Pastrano will be the last hope for the Hillcats here tonight. 3-2 our score. Pastrano has had three solid swings, but each have been tracked down by an outfielder tonight. If he can put one in a gap, that would be lovely. First pitch right at the top of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Mudcats have won the first three of this series, looking for win number four and a secure of the series win. The 0-1. Pastrano had a good pitch to hit, and that caught a piece of the umpire as he goes down in a heap. Two strikes, but Corey Gerber a little shaken up on that one as Brandon Schmidt will come down to check on him. And Frank Sammons will head on out to make sure he's okay. Lexer Sidui, the tying run at first base. Pastrano, the last hope for the Hillcats. Half the dish, and he's down to his final strike. Lynchburg have dropped three in a row. They're 6.5 games out of first place behind these Mudcats, looking for any sort of momentum in this series. The 0-2 for Merkel to try and end the ball game. Runner breaks. The pitch is high, and it gets away from the catcher. Sidui wasn't paying attention as he has to hold it second. If he wouldn't have slid, he probably could have gone to third, but he's in scoring position. On a 1-2 count to Jose Pastrano. My guess is if he can put it in play, they'll be aggressive, knowing that they've struggled to pick up hits in this series. The 1-2 from Merkel. Breaking ball, and Pastrano is retired. It was a tie ball game all the way until the eighth. The Hillcats gave up two in the top half, and they weren't able to climb back in and after that. We head to the postgame show after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
A 3-2 victory for Carolina as they take the series, having won the first four games, as they win 3-2 over the Lynchburg Hillcats in game four of the Battle of the Caps. We'll quickly recap it. Lynchburg scored first in the second inning as Press Kavanaugh singled and stole second and was able to work his way around, and a double steal allowed him to come home and score. And in the top of the third, Jeremy Vargas would walk and they would load up the bases before an RBI single from Kalen Nicasi would drive him home. It would remain tied at one up until the top of the eighth inning, when three straight walks would load up the bases, and then a fielder's choice, a ground ball to second that should have ended the frame on a double play, retired only one as the throw back to first went wide, and Carolina scored two. In the bottom half of the eighth, Lynchburg would get one run back as Turner would be hit by a pitch and worked around on a sacrifice fly by Prez Cavanaugh. Then in the ninth, Lynchburg would get the tying run in scoring position, but a strikeout of Jose Pastrano would end the ball game, and Lynchburg would be out of luck tonight as they fall 3-2. We'll be back again tomorrow as Lynchburg tries to win one game in this series. We will hopefully pick that up tomorrow night in Game 5 as the Mudcats and Hillcats will square off again in the Battle of the Cats. Fireworks night tomorrow night, so if you don't have your tickets, get them at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Otherwise, we'll see you back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, MLB TV, or Bally Live. Once again, your final score, 3-2 in favor of the Mudcats. I'm Jason Prill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats. Thank you.